Blog Talk Radio.
Exalted, He is exalted on high. He is exalted. For great is the Lord. Let all the nations say, exalted.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us this Christmas night. I pray that each of you had a blessed time with your families on tonight. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy birthday, Jesus. The first song I played tonight in honor of Jesus and his birthday, Christmas night, was Exalted. And the second song was Glory in the Highest. Both songs are by Chris Tomlin. Right now, if there's anybody on the phone lines that has an urgent prayer request, I can get to you right now and just make the devil mad. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. If you're calling in for prayer and your prayer request is urgent, I can get to it now. Just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I truly appreciate it. My name is Poppy Stacey, and, of course, this is Prolific Fire. If there are no urgent prayer requests on tonight, let me tell you how this is going to work tonight. It's an all-prayer show. First, the woman of God, Prophetess Pate, is going to come on, and she's going to pray whatever the Lord has laid in her spirit. And after she finishes, I will come on, and whatever the Lord has laid in my spirit, I will begin to pray that. Then after I pray what's in my spirit and she's prayed what's in hers, I will open the phone lines again. So if there's anybody listening to the sound of my voice and you're not on the phone lines, but you know you need prayer, you still have time. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Once again, I thank everybody for taking the time to join us tonight, whether you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, online, or maybe you're listening to the replay. I pray that something that is prayed tonight will be a blessing unto your spirit. With that being said, let's begin. Probably just paid, I'm about to bring you on the air.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Philippian Fire again. As my sisters would say, I would like to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to every listener. And Merry Christmas to every caller. And Merry Christmas to all of those that will be able to listen on by internet or however God will allow you to listen. And I would like to say Merry Christmas to you all. And I thank and praise God. And Lord, I would like to say, Jesus, happy birthday, Jesus. God, Jesus is the reason that we're, Jesus' birth is the reason that we have the gift today. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for my sister and my brother, God. I thank you, God, right now for allowing them, Lord God, to be able to come on, God, and to be able to take out time and listen to your word, God. Be able to take out time to, Lord God, to come in for prayer, God. Because, Lord God, your word tell us, God, to pray without ceasing, God. Lord, your word tell us, God, Lord God, how we ought to pray. Man ought to always pray. In season and out of season. And Father God, I pray right now, God, that you would touch every individual right now, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, I ask you to touch them in a mighty special way, God. Lord, whatever they need of, Lord, whatever they may be feeling down about, whatever they may be trouble in their spirit about, whatever, Lord God, may be, Lord God, in their bodies, God, that's not of you. Father God, your word say, God, that you will heal, God, all diseases. Lord, we decree and declare that you heal any sickness, God, that's among our body, God. Lord God, as my sister would say, Lord, you get between it, Lord God. You get between whatever that is that's causing us not to feel well, that's causing our family members to act out like they do. Lord, you get between it, God, because we know if you get between it, God, we know all, Lord God, will be worked out. And Father God, I ask you to touch every marriage problem, Lord, touch every business, God, touch every financial situation, God, Lord, touch every part, Lord God, that, Lord God, that's not of you, God, touch it right now, God. Bring special healing, Lord. Bring deliverance, Lord. Lord, let your blood, Lord God, reach all down up in it, Lord. Get in our bank account. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, every, Lord God, money issue, Lord God. Every, Lord God, bill that due, Lord God. Every home that's in foreclosure, God. Every business that's in foreclosure, God. We decree and declare, Lord, that the finance will line up with your word. Lord, maybe someone don't have a place to stay, God. Lord, we ask you to, Lord, we loosen, we bind Satan's hand off of the property right now, that they will be able to receive what you have for them, that home that they are looking for, God, that the door will become open, God, that they will be able to receive it, that their family will mend back together again. Lord, their husband and wife, Lord God, will come back together again. Lord, even we pray, God, tonight, God, that churches, Lord God, that love will get back in the churches, God. Unity will come back in the churches, God. That peace will come back in your church, God. Lord, we ask you to touch right now, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, also heal, God, in the hospital, God. Heal in our homes, God. Heal in our neighbor's home, God. Heal, Lord, even, Lord, deliver in the White House, God. Lord, we decree and declare right now, God, that you will fix every crooked thing that's not of you, God. We ask you to expose it, God. Cleanse it up, God, where it needs to be cleaned up, God. Lord, every wrong, Lord God, that's not right, God. We ask you to make it right, God, in your name, Jesus. Father God, in every underhanded thing, God, your word say, God, that every person that does the evil or wicked thing, say, Lord God, they will, Lord God, they will reap what they sow, God, what they sow, Lord God. Touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the heart, God, of the ones, Lord God, that have a hard heart, God, unharden their heart, God, that they will be able to love, God, that they will be able to care, God, that they will be able, Lord God, to reach out to others, Lord God. Look upon the ones that are less fortunate than we are, God. Open up a man's hand, God, that they will be able to give them, Lord God, give them bread, Lord, to give them a place to stay, God. Touch right now. Open up the doors, God. Lord, touch light right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I even ask you to look upon children, God, all over this nation, God. Lord God, that's gone astray, God. That the enemy, God, is the Lord God, is taking them by force. But we bind every hand of the enemy off of our children right now. That they will not become a homosexuality. That they will not become a, Lord God, an alcoholic. That they will not become a bullying. That they will not become drugs addict. That they will not become gang violent. That they will not become, Lord God, these things that your word say not to become. Touch our children, God. We bind prayer pressure off of them, God. We bind off, Lord God, the Lord God, suicidal thoughts right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and one of our children, God. In school, out of school, Lord God, touch them this evening, Lord God. Keep your hands around them this Christmas and this New Year season, God. Touch them right now, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, for even now, right now, God. We thank you for what you already have done, even now, God, right now, God. Lord, we decree and declare over their lives right now. We're going to take back what the enemy has stolen, took from our children. In the name of Jesus, they will grow up, God. They will be what you call for them to be. They will be the children of tomorrow. They will be a leader and not a follower, God. Lord, touch that person, God. They're dealing with, Lord God, depression, God. Touch that person that's dealing with oppression. That person that's dealing with, Lord God, schizophrenia, God. That person that's dealing with bipolar, God. Touch their minds, God. Lord, put their minds in you, God. For you said in your word, God, if our minds stayed on you, God, that you will keep us in perfect peace, God. Lord, you will keep us, Lord God, and you will help us, God. Lord, touch them right now, God. Restore them, Lord. Renew them, Lord God. Renew their minds, God, daily, God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, because you're so worthy to be praised. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for even the ones that seeking you like never before, because they want to be used by you, God. They want you to take fully control of their lives, God. Lord, touch them and meet them at their need, God. Touch them, God, and Lord God, I thank you. Lord, I look upon them right now, God. I touch every married couple, God. Every married couple, Lord God. Lord, and with their husbands, God. Lord God, is not doing like your words say. The Bible, the words say that a husband ought to love his wife as well as he do the church, God. Lord God, we ask you to, Lord, put in the husband what the husband's supposed to do. The husband love his wife. The husband, Lord God, take care of his family. Lord, if they out there in the streets, God, we decree and declare that you bring them home, God. If they out there, God, commit adultery or whatever they may be doing, that's still words say don't do, God. We decree and declare that you clean them up, God, and you purge them from all uncleanness. And Lord God, and you bring them back, God. And Lord God, you let them, Lord God, come together, Lord God, in peace, Lord, in unity, God. Lord God, bring, Lord God, we bind up confusion out of marriages. We bind up confusion out of homes. We bind up confusions, Lord God, right now, God. That, Lord God, every married couple, Lord God, will be able, Lord God, to be men back together, God. Lord God, again, in Jesus' name. Lord Lord, I thank you because you're so worthy. I thank you because we claim it that it's already done. Lord, I thank you right now, God, whatever issue it is, God, that they're dealing with, God. You give them the strength. But your word said knowledge, Lord God. Give them knowledge and understanding, God, how to go by doing it, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I give your name the glory. I give your name all the honor. And Jesus, I thank you for being the gift. The gift today, God. You was the greatest gift, Lord, on this Christmas season, God. Lord, if it wasn't been for you, God, born, Lord God, where would we be? Lord, what would we do? Lord, we wouldn't even be where we are today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Continue on, Lord, helping us, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor, God. We give your name the praise, God. We love you, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are our Savior, God. Lord, you are our Prince of Peace, God. You are our all in all, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for being our Lord and Lord. In Jesus' name, God, in your name, Jesus, I will forever give your name the glory and the praise and the honor. And it goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Properly, Stacy, turn it over to you. Yes.
Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word says, God, in Psalms 30 and 5, Lord God, your word tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father God, I pray for those that are weeping tonight, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that feel by themselves, Lord God. And to be honest, Lord God, today wasn't a happy Christmas. It wasn't a merry Christmas for them, God. Because they're weeping, Lord God, and they're missing their loved one, God. I pray for them tonight, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, that Jesus will make himself tangible to them, Lord God. That they will know that they have a brother that seeks. That they have a friend that will stick closer to them than a brother. That they will know that they're not by themselves, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for sending Jesus to this earth, Lord God. And I pray once again, Lord God, that that person that is grieving on tonight, that they will feel his presence, Lord God. That he will become real to them on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let them realize, God, that weeping is just a season, Lord God. It's seasonal and it will pass. And I thank you, Lord God, for touching them, God, for comforting them, God, for strengthening them, God, and blessing them on tonight, Lord God. Thank you for being a lifter of their head on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help that person to realize that mama wouldn't want them to cry, that daddy wouldn't want them to cry, that their sister or their brother wouldn't want them to cry, Lord God. And for the ones that are grieving over a divorce, Lord God, look upon them and touch them and strengthen them. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them know, Lord God, that what has been divided, Lord God, it may not come back together, Lord God, but you have another plan for them, God, a better plan for them, God, because you promised us, God, to never leave us or forsake us, Lord God. So right now they may feel like they're by themselves, Lord God, like they're out there without a friend in the world, without a care in the world, God. And I agree with them. They don't have a friend in the world. The friend is in you. The friend is in Christ. And I thank you for our friend on tonight, Lord God. Let him become a friend to them as well, God. Tonight I come to offer salvation to somebody. If you don't know the Lord in the pardon of your sins on tonight, I pray that you open up your heart and receive him, that you receive him, that you begin to live for him, that you begin to seek him the way that you seek a man, the way that you seek a woman. Seek him, because the Bible says that if you seek him, he shall be found. Seek him while he shall be found. Therefore, seek him, cry out to him on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for loosing the chains off of somebody's mind, God. Thank you for loosing the chains off of somebody's emotions on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, setting them free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will have a better 2018, Lord God. I pray on tonight, God, that you give somebody hope, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, where it seems to be hopeless, Lord God. Maybe it's a diagnosis in their body, Lord God. They just feel hopeless, Lord God. I pray that you give them hope, Lord God, and give them the courage to say, Lord God, that next year, 2018, will be better than this year, God. Give them the courage to step out like that and say that it's going to be better, God. Because you taught us in the Word, Lord God, to call those things that be not as though they were, God. Give them the courage to say that it is already better, God. In the name of Jesus, 2018 is already better. Lord God, I pray that when they step over into 2018, the things that they're dealing with now, God, that they will not have to face, Lord God. Look upon that one, God, that's struggling on the job, Lord God. Every ounce of stress they got, Lord God, every ounce of grieving they got, Lord God, comes upon that job, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray in 2018, Lord God, that you will reassign somebody. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will redirect their footsteps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not have to weep and wait for a better morning to come, Lord God, upon that job, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to bring it to pass, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody weeping and struggling and crying over a financial situation, Lord God. I thank you for making miracles happen in this season, Lord God. Jesus all by himself was a miracle, God, and if you can do it one time, God, I know you can bring forth another miracle, God. People may not understand how they got the money to do the things that they're about to do, Lord God, but you did it, God, and I pray that when they receive this financial blessing, God, that they will have enough courage, that they will have enough hope, that they will have enough faith in them, God, to say that you did it, that they will not give the credit to man, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to use man in this season to bless them, God, but still the credit goes to you, God. To you we say, to God be the glory, God. Thank you for touching everybody that's on the phone lines tonight, God. Thank you for every phone number that's represented here, God. Thank you for every household that's represented here, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every person, Lord God. You know what they need specifically, Lord God, and I thank you for touching them and blessing them on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look all up in their neighborhoods, Lord God. If there's any confusion in the neighborhood, Lord God, I even ask that you go all up and down the streets of the neighborhood, Lord God, and bring about peace, Lord God. I pray over somebody's home right now that the police would not have to be called to their home, that the ambulance would not have to be called to their home, that the fire department would not have to be called to their homes, Lord God. I thank you that no natural disaster will come up on their homes, Lord God. I pray over everybody that's in Los Angeles, that's in California, especially if you're listening to the sound of my voice. I pray over you that, and I want you to know that God is a consuming fire. All the fires that are breaking, God, is a consuming fire. And I do believe that he's going to consume that fire. And if he's going to consume it, he's going to take it upon himself to get rid of that fire. What man cannot do, God is going to supernaturally do for you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, God. Every person that's in the midst of harm, whether it's a fire, whether and some other kind of natural disaster, God. Thank you for keeping them in the midst of it, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for being a keeper around your people on tonight. Thank you for being a hedge fence of protection around your people on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for moving like only you can move, Lord God. Thank you for raising somebody up over their bed of affliction, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, somebody been afflicted for weeks. They've been depressed for weeks, and just because it's Christmas, it does not mean it's merry for them. But I ask that you raise them up off of their bed on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Talitha Kuma, little girl, I say get up and walk. Little boy, I say get up and walk. Man, boy, girl, woman, get up and walk. God wants you to start your life over. You can get up, you can do it in the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. That does not mean you're going to be happy in the morning. That simply means that your strength is going to come. I can't guarantee you that it will be in the morning, but it's coming. When you least expect it, you will feel strengthened again. You will be able to move and operate in your life the way that you used to again. And I thank you, Lord God, for that word. Let that get in somebody's spirit again. Let that word right there get in somebody's spirit again. You can start over again. You can do it again. It will be better for you again. I thank you, Lord God, for doing it again. What you've done before in their lives, God, thank you for doing it again, for bringing them back from disaster, Lord God, for bringing them back from depression, Lord God. Thank you for bringing them back from emotional defeat, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for covering and shielding on tonight, Lord God. We give you honor and praise for the things that you're doing on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you, we love you, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to your name, God. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines, going one more time, if there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer, and with your specific need was not tonight, by me or Prophetess Pate, if you still need prayer for a specific issue, just mention one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for everybody for taking the time to join on tonight. Press one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, I see there are no live prayer requests tonight. But if you're somebody listening under the sound of my voice and you desire prayer to receive on tonight for whatever reason, I thank you for listening, whether it's live or to the replay, but you can always reach me directly by calling 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Some people prefer to email me their prayer requests, and that's fine. Either way, I'm here for you. Don't worry about it being Christmas night. Don't worry. If you need to reach out to me, do so. And I would be glad to pray with you and assist you any way that's possible, just as long as God gets the glory. Be sure to join me on Friday, this coming Friday, which is the 29th. I will be back on Faith on the Line. It's the same number that you call tonight, but just a different time. Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. And call 347-426-3782, the same number you called tonight. I will be on Faith on the Line praying once again because we cannot get enough prayer. So be sure to join me for that. And then come back on January the 1st for the first New Year's message on Prolific Fire. I'm not going to even tell you what it is. Just join me back for that. And I pray it be a blessing unto you. I think that it will. God dropped something strong in my spirit, so I feel like it's going to be a blessing. I'm stalling to see if anybody's going to come on the phone line design prayer, because there was one number up there. But that I think they needed prayer, but they went away. So bear with me. I'm kind of stalling to see if they're going to call back. Also, if you need to know more about salvation, you can go to the website. It's prolificfireministry.com. On there is 16 benefits of salvation. On there, you can leave a prayer request. On there, you can hear some older shows from past seasons, because this ministry has been going forth since 2012. So there's some old ministry moments on there, so you can go back and listen to that. Also, I have a page on there that's dealing with relationships, giving a little bit of relationship advice, because somebody asked me to do that. And it's also a spot on there to donate if that's what you want to do. There's a whole lot of things on there. Just be sure to stay connected. And don't look like that person's going to call back. But whatever they need, Lord God, I pray that you touch them, Lord God, and you cause them to receive in the name of Jesus. With that being said, God bless each of you. I love you. Have a blessed night.